You recall we've had U.S. Secretary of Education Rod Page, Dr. Page, on the program with us before, and I was asking about the No Child Left Behind program and what that's all about. He then wrote an editorial piece that ran in the Detroit News as well as other places, 1st of June, where, among other things, he says, the federal government provides the means to states to implement the law. Here, on Mackinac Island, he took the gloves off and has said, critics of No Child Left Behind are whiners. Mr. Secretary, good morning to you.
Good
Welcome
morning
back.
To you. Good morning.
Whiners? I got some of the whiners here. I'm going to get, where did Dr. Burnley go?
I want you to hear.
Give you a handheld microphone. I want to know if you're whining, Dr. Kenneth Burnley, CEO of the Detroit Public Schools.
I'm not whining.
I want to know if Tom Watkins, the superintendent of public instruction for the entire state of Michigan, Department of Education, are you whining?
Not at all. We've embraced the moral imperative of this law. It's absolutely important that we lift up all of our kids.
I'm not on the front line. I'm not a teacher. I'm not going through what they go through on a regular basis. I'm not going through what you go through as a CEO trying to run these schools, or you as an administrator overseeing them all. But I did have trouble figuring out why anybody would have a problem with saying we have to hold our system of education accountable. That seems to make sense to me.
Everybody in Detroit has embraced it, and as you can see, we're getting results. Our scores are going up. People are working hard. It's a challenge. There's no question. It's an out-and-out challenge. But our students, our teachers, our principals, our staff, and our parents, you know, are making that happen.
Secretary Page, we have nothing to talk about.
Yes, it's working very well, but let's put the whining statement in proper context. We were talking about those people who were trying to turn it into a political game. Those were the whiners. These guys here are the real soldiers of democracy. They're working and trying to get it done.
Well, that's a good point. But it sounds like you got the people in line in the state of Michigan, and is it not happening elsewhere, or are we just getting an improper story in the media once again regarding this whole program?
Oh, no. The decibel levels for those who are complaining is up very high, and so we hear a lot about this. We don't hear a lot about the people who are working real hard. You don't get the story out about the achievement in reading that Burnley's getting. You don't get the story out about the 50 states with the accountability system in place that's never happened before in the history of the United States of America. You don't get the work that the governors are doing all across the United States, because that's not jazzy enough.
Well, I'm telling you, Mr. Secretary, you're getting it right now on a 50,000-watt channel radio station.
And I'm so appreciative of that. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
The piece is, I think, again, we need to embrace the moral imperative of this law. Whose child do we want to leave behind? Yours? Mine? Someone's down the streets? It's about, truly, investing in education is the best economic development program we have as a state and a nation. Sure. Investing in our children today, because all of our children need to be able to think for a living, not just live for a living.
You should know the last line in the Associated Press story on the wire this morning regarding your visit here, U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page, comes to us from Kathleen Strauss, president of the Michigan Board of Education, who says the law, the No Child Left Behind Act, has hindered, not helped, Michigan students.
Well, you know, we can't be deterred by comments like that, and maybe she really thinks that, but I'd suggest just take a closer look at it. It's clear that the law is making progress, and it's what is the problem with asking that a kid reads on grade level or computes on grade level?
Well, the argument has been that you're telling them they have to do something without giving them the money, but you say the money is there.
Oh, not only do I say it, the GAO just said it. There are independent studies by independent groups that said it. And it continues to be beat all across the nation. People are saying it. But that doesn't seem to stop people from complaining about unfunded mandate. Because that's easy to say. And when it's said like that, people repeat it. That doesn't make it right. It is completely wrong. Well, in fact, it's almost nonsense.
Paul W., out here in the field, as superintendents and CEOs of school districts, of course, this is major change, and it's been difficult. Any change, people are upset, resistant about it. It's come at us very, very fast with lots of demands, and so we don't want to sit here and say that the decibel level is not where the secretary said it is in some cases, because it is. Mm-hmm. And everybody's been worried and scared and challenged, and you sometimes wonder when you get in the midst of it if that's really not the reality that we're going to have to deal with as America competes throughout the world. It is difficult. There's no question about it.
Here's the issue, real issue. Is people are getting confused with the regular cost, with what it costs to implement the No Child Left Behind Act. Ken is now wrestling with a lot of problems that have nothing to do with the No Child Left Behind Act. No Child Left Behind Act doesn't cause health care to go up. health care is a major cost inhibitor. It's going up real high. He's trying to find funds to fix that.
And one of the things we need to do here in the state as well is that the governor's proposed a tax on the cigarettes so that we don't have further erosion in our public schools. And that's an important issue that we'll be talking about to make sure that we do not have further cuts in public education.
Gentlemen, you have the toughest and most important job in our country today. I wish you well. Any way we can be of service along the way, please call upon us. Secretary of Education, Dr. Rod Page, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Dr. Kenneth Burnley, CEO of the Detroit Public Schools, sir, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
And our Superintendent of Public Instruction for the State of Michigan, Tom Watkins, thank you, sir.